Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Bruce Cunningham Show for a dreary Saturday afternoon. If you get the Baltimore Sun, you awoke this morning to a headline, top half of the page, above the fold, as they say, Masson must pay Nats millions. An arbitration panel has ruled in the favor of the Washington Nationals, who have been disputing this contract with Masson for years and years. Joining me now, speaking of years and years, a guy I've known about 30 years, great friend of mine, local attorney, noted local attorney, Ben Neal. Ben, how are you?
I'm fine, Bruce. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you, first of all, because you've helped me over the years through so many legal issues. What's your sense of this arbitration panel's decision yesterday? The Orioles had defeated challenges in the past. Why didn't they defeat this one?
Well, in both times that they went to arbitration, you've got to understand that both the panels were made up of either team owners or team executives. And it wasn't made up of neutral arbitrators. And,
right.
And that's basically what the Orioles are arguing about. It doesn't mean to say that the outcome will be any different, but it's certainly not neutral because the league has taken the position that obviously they're trying to set aside this agreement.
And the Nationals have argued for a long time that it was unfair. But the fact that doesn't get talked about as much is that Peter Angelos was able to set up this deal because he was giving up 30% of his gate when he surrendered the Washington market, in effect. As an attorney, you've got to expect that Angelos, who's also attorney, is going to try to get something out of this, right?
Well, obviously, he gave up 30%, but as I'm sure you know and many of your listeners know, baseball isn't subject to antitrust laws
right.
because of the Baltimore baseball case, which is old, very old, but it's case precedent, or as we call stare decisis, which means leave it alone or leave it stand. It's archaic, but it still applies. And yes, he did give that up, and he's a very good negotiator. But I will tell you that I have heard through the grapevine that the league would like to see this franchise moved. And there's been some discussion that the numbers have been as much as $3 billion to move the franchise. Now, whether that happens or not, I don't know. But
the Orioles, moving the Orioles is kind of unthinkable, or is it?
Well, I think as long as Peter or his wife are involved, I think it probably won't move. But if I were one of the two sons and someone offered me $3 billion, I'd, to be honest, I think I'd take the money.
Boy, that's depressing. That really is. You know, and you also, as an attorney, you understand inheritance taxes and things like that. The Angelos brothers, they would be subject to that, right? If Peter were to pass away.
Yeah, if it's set up as a corporation and they're gonna, it's going to go through an estate and things like that, if it qualifies, and I'm sure it does, for the value. Yeah, that's something that they would have to look at. But, you know, numbers don't lie. People do.
Yeah.
And numbers are numbers. And I'm not sure, quite frankly, if they go to the American Arbitration Association that the numbers are going to be any different than they are right now.
About a $20 million difference per year. You're enough of a sports fan to answer this question. Now that these new figures are in place, and this will be appealed, right? We're going to go back to court on this. The Orioles aren't just going to accept this, right?
Oh, I'm sure of that.
Okay.
They've got nothing to lose.
You're a big enough fan to answer this question, and also as an attorney, are the Orioles a small market team now as a result of this? The Masson thing was the thing that was making them a big market team, right?
Well, they were using the TV revenues for their salaries for their players, but as long as Baltimore is in the same division with, let's say, New York or Boston, we're not going to compete because we are a mid-market. New York's a major market,
right.
And there's no salary cap in baseball.
Right.
So New York can go out and basically buy whoever they want, and Baltimore cannot do that. And so, as long as we're in the same division and there's no salary
right.
cap, we're going to be where we're going
to
be.
Now, prior to the Nationals, this was a major market team. This was a big market team because you had the combined markets, which I believe are the fourth largest market in the country if you combine the two.
It was, and now Washington is considered a major market, and they'd like to see the team move to Vegas.
Vegas, wow. And yeah. How serious is that?
It's pretty serious. They offered them $3 billion, as I understand it, to move the baseball team out there.
Wow.
By an individual who shall remain unnamed.
Vegas is the hot happening spot now, and Baltimore's got geography working against it, just like it did in NFL expansion. It's kind of shocking, but in a way it does kind of make twisted sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does when you think about the East Coast, and you've got New York,
yeah.
Philadelphia, D.C. You know, Baltimore is kind of getting squeezed out, unfortunately.
Well, now I'm good and depressed, Ben, so thanks.
to be honest, I don't think anything's going to happen for a couple of years, but I would understand the governor's angst in terms of negotiations of the lease. I mean, who knows where that's going to go?
Well, you probably,
I don't think anyone knows where
the state's
going to go.
The state's probably going to have to do some kind of giveaway on that lease, I would think, right? If there's a danger,
I would think if they want to keep the Orioles and they want to try and be as competitive as possible, I would think that would have to be one of the serious options that they would have to consider, yeah.
Well, that's down the road, but for now, just watch for an appeal on this ruling, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Ben, as always, my friend, I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. I'll see you real soon.
Okay, Bruce, thanks.
See you later. Ben Neal, attorney at law. As he refers to himself, just a simple Highland Town lawyer. Now, Ben used to own the old Baltimore Bays, and that's how I got to know him back in the early 90s. And we've been friends ever since. And I knew he was the right guy to talk about this decision because if the rights fee goes up dramatically, and according to this decision, it looks like it's going to be about $20 million a year, that's really going to eat into the Masson profits. And the Masson profits are one of the main things the Orioles have going for them when it comes to trying to be competitive. You know, Baltimore is the 27th TV market in the country. It's smaller than some other places that you wouldn't think it would be smaller than. It's not a big, huge market anymore. And a lot of that is the encroachment of Washington, D.C. I know back in the 90s, for example, that WTTG in Washington, the Fox affiliate down there, wanted to start claiming Anne Arundel and Howard counties as part of its DMA, you know. And I remember my employer fought against that. And as a result, we won, but we were not on the air west of Frederick or east of Easton, I think, or maybe Cambridge. Like when you go to the beach, you don't see us. When you go out to Deep Creek Lake, you don't see us. That's the reason. But when you remove the barrier between the two cities, and Washington has encroached, I mean, Frederick's growth has been remarkable, and it's because of the Washington commuters. Places like Maple Lawn in Howard County, you know, have just kind of sprung up out of the ground. Those are Washington commuters, you know. Prince George's County, you know, Anne Arundel County, certainly, Howard County. Washington just continues to grow. If they ever do take the dash out of Baltimore, Washington, and losing the Orioles would be a big step in that direction, then we all lose here in Baltimore. Let me give you an example. Like, let's say they combine Baltimore and Washington's market. Let's say first thing that's going to happen is the networks and TV, they're going to say, well, we don't need affiliates in both cities. So let's just assume for the sake of this argument that they decide to go with the Washington stations. Well, if you watch local news, you're not going to get Baltimore local news anymore. Because there's so much they have to do in Washington, you know. There's just a million reasons for this. But the bottom line of this initial Masson thing, it was in 05, and the Expos were bankrupt. They were owned by Major League Baseball. They're looking for a place to dump them. Washington seemed the most obvious spot. Peter Angelos jumped up and said, that's 30% of my gate. We've got to do a deal. So they did a deal that was fantastically slanted in the Oriole direction. And that's where all the trouble started. Because the Orioles were giving up 30% of their gate, they got a much better deal out of this Masson thing, and now it's finally gotten to court. The Nationals have challenged it many times. An arbitration panel yesterday ruled in the Nationals' favor, and it looks like it could be as much as $20 million more a year. As you heard Ben Neal just say, he's sure they'll appeal it, so it's not like it's going to happen anytime soon, but that was landmark yesterday, the fact that the Nationals finally won one there, and it could have a direct impact on the future of the Orioles here in Baltimore. You heard Ben say there's interests in Las Vegas that would like the team there. Fascinating to me. Absolutely fascinating. When you think of that beautiful ballpark and that warehouse and all that it's done for Baltimore, to think of that place empty? Oh, hell no. But there's economics involved and things driving this that we just don't see. And if we do see them, we don't understand them. And it's sobering. And it's things to keep in mind, that's for sure. All right, phones are wide open, and I mean wide open. 410-583-1057. Congratulations to UMBC winning the America East Lacrosse Championship. They beat Vermont 13-12. And right now in the third quarter, Towson leading Drexel 15-9, that in the CAA Championship game. And tonight, Johns Hopkins takes on top-ranked Penn State in the Big Ten Lacrosse Championship. It's May. We talk lacrosse around here in May. Wide open phones, 410-583-1057. Again, 410-583-1057. You can follow me on Twitter if you like, at Bruce45Sports.